Hi, everyone. Well, this is Saturday, the 7th of April, 2018, Creation Lightship Healing, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And because this is the first week, we'll have our birthday celebration tonight. And we'll clear the date for everybody. So the date is the 7th of April. And here we go, clearing that, releasing the energy that you're attached to on this timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Remember, you have timelines for the day, and then you have also, you know, mini timelines or sub-timelines for different parts of the day. Maybe every minute there could be a different timeline. But we'll clear that. We cleared the whole day today. And let's bring up your light being on your monitor screen. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to bring in peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I heard Kathy out there humming and singing and making nice noises and sounds, getting ready for the show. She's got her voice all tuned up. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes, I was whistling. I was whistling Dixie for last night's radio show.
That's good, yeah, great. I can talk about that.
I had that song on my mind.
You want to read that little ditty that I pulled up?
Yes. Yes, as Ron said, tonight is Saturday. It is Saturday, April 7th, 2018. And on last night's show, Friday, Ron discussed the Civil War. He actually did Civil War healings, and then it came up about the date. So since it was kind of like in the moment, he didn't have exact information, so looked it up later. He found people had told him about this song by the band called The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, which is reflective of a southern town, Dixieland. So anyway, what Ron found today that he wants me to read now is something that sets the date and the timeline straight. So I'll read it loud and it'll be brief. Okay. The night they drove old Dixie down, before writing it, Robbie Robertson went to a library to brush up the history of the conflict. But he made some mistakes. The song told from the point of view of a Confederate soldier named Virgil Kane reflects on the final days of the Civil War. And the lyric goes, "In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive." And then by May the 10th, Richmond had fell. So it is literally true that on May 10th, Richmond had already been taken over by the Union Army. But actually, it had happened 5 weeks earlier on April 2nd. So Jefferson Davis was captured on May 10th, but it's unclear why the songwriter settled on that date to signify anything about the fall of Richmond. I mean, the Civil War saga. When the war ends, Kane returns to Tennessee, and Helm sings, "Back with my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called to me, 'Virgil, quick come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee.'" Just one problem with that lyric. Lee never stepped foot in Tennessee after the war. But someone else sent something to you, Ron, that indicated that they could have been, it also set this straight, the date was actually 5 weeks earlier, April 2nd, and someone said that the Robert E. Lee could have been referred to a steamboat on the Mississippi River, which might flow through Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anything else you want to talk about on the subject, Ron?
Yeah, so I was mentioning last night that everything we do is live, you know, and things just come when I clear them. So I thought it very fascinating that we're doing the show on the 6th, okay, and I was clearing the Civil War energies there, and it fell, you know, on the 2nd. So that's how the energy came, because if I would have read about that, I would have, you know, even thought about it, you know, well, we should maybe do a clearing on the 10th. Like the song said. So anyway, so the synchronicity would be that having to clear just after, you know, the South was taken over, basically, and that's what we were doing. And we were just you know, a few days after that. So that's what I want to say. And, you know, I didn't connect all the dots to that because I was talking about how spontaneous and how things just happen on the clearings that I do. And sure enough, there's a validation that, we're doing that in a timely manner. So anyway, I wanted to do maybe a couple more energies from that. So I want to release the, I think I did trauma before, but I want to do a trauma release for people that maybe lost their homes or, you know, their ranches, their farms, whatever, lost everything. Devastation. So I'll do the one for devastation. So this will also work for the people who are listening who have ancestral ties, maybe bloodlines, I could just call it, you know, DNA, we'll say, from the north. But the south was the one that, you know, everything was hit upon. So anyway, you're going to find out if you have any chills or movements in your body or just feel an overwhelming sadness come over you. We'll release that if we possibly can so we can get this major energy off of us here. So here we go. So releasing that right now, I'll just use the word devastation from the Civil War. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good to me. If you need any more, just send us a little ditty on that that you need some more of that. But that felt pretty good to me. So anyway, that's probably good enough, I think, for the Civil War, unless somebody wants some more clearing done on that. I wanted to move on to you know, the North American Indians, to see if we can help them out somewhat. I'm sure, you know, everybody has, you know, maybe DNA in them going back to maybe some other, maybe indigenous group anyway, going back, you know, a long, long time ago. But I'm looking at North American Indians, maybe of just hardship, betrayal energies, you know, having the energy to... Native American Indians. There we go. Okay. Instead of North American, Native American. So let's release energies of them losing their culture. And maybe we have like the cultural enslavement energy on the website too. You know, loss of land, being, you know, invaded, intruded upon, you know, losing their culture naturally, having to change their culture to somebody else's. So here we go. And also maybe being exposed to germs, we'll call that, from the white people. So here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And let's do enslavement. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And being maybe defenseless, that could be, you know, a major thing there. Not being able to protect yourself. So let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And then probably a feeling shame maybe that they're not good enough, or told that they're not good enough, so not fitting in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So these could be issues that you could be dealing with if you do have any of that bloodline of, you know, an Indian bloodline in you. Maybe your soul family has it. So we'll just see if we can get some comments on people if you feel a little better, because you could have something dormant in you that you think it's dormant, but it's an underlying story in your whole life that you know nothing about, holding you back from being free. So I guess I'll turn that over to Kathy now. We'll see if we have any comments coming in, hopefully. And what should we do tonight, Kathy?
Yes, I'll read the comments, and please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or to Ron's Fast Chat feedback form that's found on the BBS Radio Creation Lightshift Healing page. Underneath Ron's photo, there's option one and option two that you can use. And so I'll be watching those, Ron, but we did receive some comments after your healings on Friday's show yesterday. There was quite a few that had come in yesterday that Ann read, and these are the few that she wasn't able to get to or came in this morning. So here's one. Going back to when you did the Dixie Southern clearing yesterday on yesterday's show, this person writes, I felt this clearing, the Dixie clearing, strongly. I've had dreams at night of being a young Southern belle between 28 and 30 years, but I secretly led slaves to freedom. This caused my death when I was finally discovered by my boyfriend, who was a Confederate officer. He was in the front row when they hung me. I yawned through all of this clearing as well. I also yawned through teeth and gum clearings that you did. I thought I had cleared all that from surgeries long ago, but I guess not. And then she's expressing he or she is expressing their appreciation. So it's really great to catch these live healings from Ron on the shows or even on the archives. It's amazing what you find you didn't, you know, things that are just lingering.
Yep, and that's good to get rid of that stuff. Because that can be your foundation of your life today in this lifetime. And just having it exposed and released, or partially released even, you know, it'll give you something to grab onto to release more, you know. So that's great, wonderful.
Ron, she says, or this person said they had dreams at night of being this. And so would this also be possible for someone to have not only a soul family connection, but a past life or a concurrent timeline life on this Dixieland, or being in the South, living in the South? Could it be that strong still?
Yeah, wow, it could be, yes. Oh, man.
Well, he or she's having dreams, and she, I mean, this is really a big dream when you can see yourself being killed. She got hung.
Let's just draw the scenario, you know, it's a possibility. Let's say that your soul family is, you know, out from the South, okay? And, you know, you may not even know who your soul family members are. Your parents would be naturally, and grandparents, you know, almost always those are the case that they are. But we'll just say that you have 500 other ones that are, you know, nothing about, and they all live in the South, and they, you know about what happened because it's kind of talked about. So from there, they're on timelines because they're talking about it physically, and, you know, maybe they have a study group on it, you know? And so all of a sudden you get drawn into it, not knowing about it, because your soul family is dealing with this misery. And now you're on those timelines, and it's active for you, and you happen to see your death being hung. So, yeah, that that could be what that would be. I'm trying to see. I suggest doing a soul family clearing for the Civil War. If anybody out there had any type of reaction for that, you know, put that in there. I'll do one right now to help release that energy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Was that a soul family clearing, Ron?
Yeah. That'd be like a soul family
that you
clearing.
Just did?
Everybody thinking about it. I know when I went across country, and I believe I went through Georgia. It was interesting because I saw a lot of Confederate flags kind of flying off and on wherever we were. And then all of a sudden I see this Chevy truck, and the person had, the Confederate flag on his tailgate, and he had it on his hood. It was painted on. So I go, wow, they're still living with that energy, you know? And, anyway, they're honoring who they are and their ancestors, which on one hand is good. The other hand is that they're still kind of stuck in the past and you know, having to maybe deal with it, in their own consciousness of remembrance of you know, the history of that. So that's the bad thing about that, is you want to kind of move on to release the energies, you know, from you of anything from the past. But anyway, that was quite interesting. So we'll see if that clearing helped anyone. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Yes, there are some comments from clearings you've done last night, and about the soul family, too, that people might have not related to the Native American. They may not be Native American, but it was interesting that interesting to me that people who wrote in that felt those clearings said they were not Native American in this lifetime. So anyway, here's another comment. Hi, Ron. I would like to have additional Native American healings tonight, as you discussed. I was always close to their culture. In fact, my prior healing practices reflect their beliefs and way of life. There was ways to heal and being close to the earth, such as drumming and saging the spirit world. Even as a child, I would watch the cowboy and Indian films. I was always on the side of the Indians. I disliked the way I felt when the military was in the picture. I wish that we can give them back their council grounds and get them off the reservations. I am not a Native American, but doing the entity healing helped release the one inside me that were there. And your clearings Friday night, Ron, helped release much sadness. I'm grateful. Ron,
yeah,
over to you for
calling. That's why I'm doing these clearings, because I do recognize that people, you know, are carrying that burden still. And, like I said, it could be your life story of what you're living now, not even knowing about it. Maybe self-esteem isn't there where it should be, and it's because maybe it was beaten out of you or something. I could do some more if anybody wants to comment or suggest something. What I'm going to do is try to release infinite sadness, okay? So this could also pertain to, you know, the Civil War, both sides, we'll say. And also, you know, what would happen to the Native Americans. So here we go, releasing infinite sadness. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I heard somewhere, and I may not be correct, but I heard that the British actually backed both sides of the war. So they're the ones that actually came out on it, killing the people that are here. You know, both sides, and to, you know, put us into debt. I guess both sides had to probably borrow money, and that's what happened. The South didn't want to pay all of that money for a war debt, but I won't get into all that stuff. But yeah, everything is you follow the money, and you find out where the problem is. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you just cleared an infinite sadness sample clearing for releasing the burden we've been carrying of what happened to the Native Americans, which we got to see on TV, which if we didn't already know or read about, and it was pretty graphic. So if anyone is shedding a tear like I am, please do write in to Ron, let him know how you felt and if his sample healings helped you at all. Okay, so more responses from last night's show of healings that you did, Ron. You were really on a roll there. So here someone says, great healings on the show tonight, Ron. I felt several were very beneficial to me personally. I shivered when you cleared entities and felt the removal of the mouth mechanism. That's when you did the hydraulics, Ron, the coming out of the mouth.
Oh, yes.
The artificial intelligence.
Yep.
Yes. I have had a cough and felt energy released from my throat. And I expect it will be much better tomorrow, which would be today. So they're very grateful. Thanks for writing in. Next comment. This is regarding the hoses you took off the mouth. These are energetic hoses that control us. And so here, and then Ron did this last night. If people want to listen to the archive, it was from the Friday, April 6th show is what I'm referring to. This was phenomenal. Something was not right about my mouth. I worked on this on the Thursday night decloning conference call that Ron holds. My tongue lost that weird feeling I've been experiencing after last night's healing, taking hoses off the mouth. The pressure is off my gums and teeth too. And Ron said he released it out of the sinuses. I even felt some release come out of my ears. Ron really knew where to get it. So they thought that was very that was the best. Sounds like you really saw some things there, Ron. And, gee, it's great people can really tune in and notice and then write about it. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I remember people were writing saying that their whole head was hot. This was a major clearing. So, and you clarify that it'll work up to three times on the archive. So, that will be great.
Yeah,
people want to
listen to
April 6th.
If you listen to the archive, I'd wait a week. Let your body integrate what we did, okay? And then wait a week and go back and listen to the archive. But we'll try to get a friend or somebody with you so, you know, they can get benefit out of it also. So back to you, Kathy.
Good idea, because Ron puts up the archives for us at his own expense. And the reason is not only so we can catch shows we missed, but also you can help introduce other people to Ron's fantastic work, spiritual healings, and help them to become more integrated spiritually, too. So there's a lot of sample clearings that people feel, as you've been hearing from the testimonies. And he also has terrific, phenomenal, outstanding healings on his website, creationlightship.com, which is what we talk about a lot on these shows, of which Ron has four on BBS Radio. Okay, so back to the inbox. Ron, thank you so much for the many healings on Friday night's show. I've had mouth and teeth issues, just like you described. I felt you were doing a healing just for me. I began drooling right away. My jaw felt relaxed, and this morning I awoke drooling instead of a regular dry mouth. And someone else had written that they felt the need to stretch their jaw and rub their head while you were doing those healings, and it was yawning throughout the entire healing, or as you call it, expelling air. So it was very, very much felt. And then another comment.
We'll go with this.
Okay. I have had sleep apnea for 20 years, and I've been wearing the CPAP machine while I sleep. I believe that's a machine that helps deliver oxygen directly to the nasal passages while you're laying down. I was requested by my doctor to redo the sleep study this last week. It was reported to me that I no longer have sleep apnea. I feel younger every day. Oh, that's great. Wow, after 20 years of wearing that machine, you're free. From what I've heard, that machine's kind of noisy and burdensome. So that's a real big break. So, okay, Ron. So part of the show, we're going to go to the light ship, so I'm going to keep an eye on the time. It's 32 after, and then we need to make some announcements after the visit to the light ship. And then I think Ron was going to answer to anyone's request for further healings on Native American clearings. He started. So then that will conclude the show. So shall I search for some healings right now, Ron?
Sure, that'd be great, yeah. So
okay. In the meantime, people, please send in your requests for healing areas for when Ron takes us, etherically speaking, to the creation light ship for healing with the light beings. You can ask for a certain room or a certain light being to help with the healing. And we do this every Saturday, and it's kind of a sample of the physical rejuvenation conference calls that Ron has on the weekends. And he had one today, a 3-hour conference call. And during the call, he did activate water to our blueprint so we could have it for the week. And if you have any water handy right now, it might be good to drink it while he's doing these healings, some light activated water while he does these healings tonight. I have a glass in front of me from the today's light activation of water. And the water tastes especially sweet. It's easy to drink. Okay, so let's see. Let me see if there's anybody who would like another Native American healing. So here's a comment. Ron, I was a 15-year-old drummer in Lee's Army. My daughter was my mom. I saw the home I lived in. She's talking about Robert E. Lee in this lifetime. My now daughter lives very close to that home. The home I lived in had a gunpowder depot for the Civil War. I iced them when the depot blew up. So it sounds like this person had a real experience with the Civil War, hands-on, lived in it. A drummer. Let's see. Okay. Can you release a conflict, hatred between two religious groups or lifestyles like you did for the North American Indians? This is I don't want to say the names of the, but they're conflicting religious, spiritual lifestyles.
Okay.
East and West.
East and West. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. So if you're caught up in that, we'll release it from you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. Just see if that helps you. I'm going to do a clearing. This is Civil War, but it could also pertain to other wars that we have in the winter time. And so this would be maybe rainy season, but it deals with frostbite of the feet, okay? And it could get, you know, amputations, et cetera. We'll just call it, just make it simple, frostbite. So here we go. Let's release that, and we'll just see if you have any of that with you or in you. So I got to count to 100 because it's a pretty heavy clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Just that tying up really stopped for me, and then switch is really strange counting and not knowing where you are for one of the number counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll just see if anybody has sensation in their feet. So back to you, Kathy.
That felt wonderful. Oh, feet. We need our feet. Thanks, Ron. Okay, here is someone who requested a Native American healing. He's about half Native American, he says. And it's about displacement. He'd like a healing on trauma for changing the way we lived in groups. We were living off the land. Then we had to move to larger cities and became isolated in families with pollution and houses with technology. So I think it's like a displacement, Ron, and a very uncomfortable change lifestyle.
Okay, so we'll do a clearing for that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. As I was doing the clearing, when I got to about 20, what it sort of is like is having your ley line or grid line being ripped out of you. And then you never feel the same. So let me do a repair on that. So here we go. I'll correct that for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, it feels better. It feels like somebody, kind of like being gutted, sort of, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I lost what number. Am I in 40, Kathy?
40.
40. 1, 2, this is pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Wow. Okay. Back to you.
Another big one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so to the person who wrote in, please if you get a chance, let Ron know how that affected you. And also, Ron, would you like to suggest to this person any particular kind of online healing they might want to use to pursue this further if they feel like it? You mentioned ley lines.
Yeah, the ley line one could, but this is kind of in reverse because it's like ripping it out of you. Just put peace into it. Suggestion would be to get pictures of maybe where maybe your ancestors lived, okay? Or, you know, just talk about like maybe mountains or the plains or whatever, you know? And then from there, just get the pictures of that territory, okay? And that shouldn't be hard to find. And then put that energy of that back into you, okay? So you're not yearning for it. So you're coming into oneness with the energy maybe of, you know, the mountains or whatever where you used to live or, you know, your culture was from, your tribe or whatever. And that should give you an automatic healing. I do this a lot for trees. When I see trees that are cut down, I'll take the spirit out of the tree and put it in with another spirit of a live tree. And then it can share that energy and not feel lost or abandoned or you know, have to die. I also do that for some of the, like if I see a dead bear or something, I'll do that. I'll find a live bear instantly, and I'll put two spirits in it so the spirit's not lost. So that's kind of a way to heal that wound that is there with the dead animal, and you know that emotional body or spirit is traumatized, so you put it with another one that's the same species, we'll say. So for you, it would just be the, you know, yearning for your homeland, we'll say. And you give you the body, the homeland energy, and you feel wonderful again, even if you're not living there. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, let me just check the time, Ron. Look, it's 44 after. but before we do go to the light ship, someone posed a question to you, Ron, that you might want to answer. This person had a Native American entity approach them and say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And the person didn't know what to do either. What do you think of that, Ron?
Oh, boy.
Is somebody stuck?
Yeah, somebody could be stuck. We'll just release that energy right now. So if you have entities attached to you as we're doing these clearings and they're stuck here, especially ones from the South, the Civil War, you know, and North, you know, a lot of people died. So let's release these energies. So here we go. I'm glad that person wrote in because this is too obvious and I missed it. So here we go. We got to release these energies that are trapped here, stuck here. So here we go. Counting to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okie doke. Back to you, Kathy.
Another person just wrote in that when they were in Mount Shasta, they fell into the timeline of Native American against Native American. Basically, they were different tribes against each other, and they fell into that timeline. So, because we were talking about, you know, invasions and being defenseless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that happened right there in Mount Shasta.
So I'll release that timeline. So here we go. Then we'll go to the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's released now. Okay,
oh,
so
thank
here
you,
we go.
I think they're saying they're in a huge massacre. So everyone send in your room requests. I have time for just a few more I can take. Okay, thanks, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. So it's only worse live tonight. If you're listening live, to go to the light ship. If you're not live, you're going to feel peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants. You'll be bilocated instantly. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're there. And we've got a few rooms here. So we'll go to the hot tub room. That's where we normally go all the time. You see a crystal room. We got some salt baths, release muscle tension and stuff. So here we go. Go into that room. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see squirrels and panda bears listed here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to a room which has some cranes. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got trees. Large trees, small trees, so here we go, maybe redwoods, oak trees, so good to go to some fruit trees too. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, request your healing. And looks like we got to go to the bear room where bears are in the mountains. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I see sunflowers, and see some daisies and little pansies. So let's go to those rooms, requesting your healing. Do it out loud. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to one room, which is the eagles. And we'll go to the dogs and cats. So then we'll go to the room for our birthday party tonight. Get our nice yummies. So here we go. Dogs and cats and eagles, so stronger, 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 and stronger. So we're taking a stroll down to the food court, and we're there with the other light beings, and this is for people who were born in April. We're going to give them a birthday party, and we're getting our desserts now. You can select whatever you wish. It's not really large portions. Size of a pencil eraser, so don't worry. You can get seconds, thirds, and fourths if you wish. So just kind of get what you like. I always look for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and some strawberries and cherries and whipped cream and whatever else I can find to put on it there. And, again, it's really small. And we're all getting our dessert now. And putting down our index finger, going underneath our tongue, and you may find your saliva changing. And we're going to start to sing happy birthday to the people born in April. And the light beings are singing now, and we're wishing you a happy birthday. We got the little balloons coming up and graffiti coming down on everybody. So happy birthday, people born in April. And if you do want to have extra dessert or even something else, you can. For those who wish to go into the room that has the gold plates that you put your feet on and also your hands, you can do that. So if you haven't done this before, we're there now. And you're putting your hands on these golden plates. It's sampling your energy. And then you go to the next adjacent room and do the same thing, and you're going to feel the energy coming into your body now to give you what you need in this present moment. And here we go. That's happening. And I guess we'll go back now to, somebody wrote down, cheesecake with lime filling. That sounds good. So anyway, you might get some comments if you do have your saliva changing from people. That'd be interesting. I would say most people have that. So I'll go into a couple other rooms. I want to go into the water room. So we'll go see the sea otters and the turtles and the manatees, dolphins, whales, and request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to be leaving the light ship now. So you're collecting, getting your animal, pets, flowers, your garden plants to bring down with you. And we'll come back here. I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the energy shift around you because you're completely out of time right now. So here we go. Coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're back here. So wonderful. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you for the gentle return from the Creation Light Ship, Ron. And it gave me a chance to drink some of the light-activated water because I found myself salivating quite a bit during the light ship celebration for birthdays. So happy eternal birthday, everyone. And my preference was the cheesecake with the key lime filling. Of course, it has no calories, so I probably have more than one piece. So that was a good party and lots of different healing areas. We should all be feeling very relaxed and maybe even a little bit rejuvenated. It's kind of good to drink the water because it helps to integrate our spirit with our body and to help the body adjust back to wholeness. Because Ron did take us to quite a few areas for healing, and light beings are probably still working on us, even though our body's back here. So it's quite a treat to go to the Creation Light Ship as with Ron as our escort. So thank you so much, everyone, for your suggestions, sending them in, your comments. And now, Ron, it's 53 after, so before I read some of the other emails, maybe we could talk about some upcoming announcements you have, such as the New Living Expo. You and Michelle announced it on Wednesday's show, but it bears repeating. Ron's going to have a personal appearance again at the New Living Expo on April 27th through 29th in San Mateo, California, at the San Mateo it's like a conference center. It's the fourth year they've had it there. And Ron will be there with in the exhibits area as well as giving presentations at two workshops that I could find, one on April 27th, that's a Saturday at noon, and another one on Sunday, which is at 4 p.m., Sunday the 29th. It'll be Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th. And the one on Sunday is at 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. And so Ron has his exhibits with the light infusion chamber there. And he already announced on Wednesday's show that those who cannot attend but would like to have a light infusion treatment could send a $100 donation with their photo of person and family, children or pets, that is, to him at creationlightship@yahoo.com and put forward the photo with your receipt and put light infusion chamber in the subject line so he knows what it is and he can download and print the photo and take it with him to the expo. And please send your photo no later than Monday, April 23rd, along with a donation of $100. And for those who are planning to go to the expo, one of the many benefits, in addition to seeing Ron and receiving personal healings and being at the light infusion chamber and going to the workshops, is you can also purchase your own Merkaba. And the Merkaba examples are on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, they're on the right side. You can see them where it says collages, and you can purchase those as well as other light being types of photos that Ron has chosen and will have on display in the booth. And when you purchase those, they're just a very minimal cost. You can have Ron activate it personally for you, and then you will keep that activated picture and Merkaba, which is your spiritual blueprint, activated for you personally. And you can use it in a myriad of ways, which we've talked about in past shows. I talked about it a lot on the Wednesday show. I'm talking about Wednesday, April 4th, if anyone wants to listen, because it's people who buy those find them very valuable. The Merkabas are personal. You can take it with you. You can use it in a lot of ways to keep your spiritual body blueprint intact. And then the other beautiful divine creation lightship sort of photos that Ron has can be put in different rooms or work areas to keep peace energy. You just have to keep it up, open, and not put it in a drawer or not let it fall down face down, because that will deactivate the energy charge that Ron puts in it for you, unfortunately, and you'll have to get it reactivated again. So that's good, because Ron has a great choice of those beautiful photos at the booth, and it's always a very pleasant experience going to the expo and hanging around with Ron and listening to him at the in the conferences and learning new things, because questions come up that Ron answers from the floor. And then Ron will also have another special healing call. It will be on Saturday, April 21st. He's had it before, but it's for a brain cell rejuvenation. And it's $20 a person, and it will be held from 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. To find out more about it, please go to Ron's website, look under the calendar section, and go to the healing area section. There'll be a description in the place where you can purchase it through PayPal. And then the arrangements will be made from there for how to get onto the call. But these are some good things to plan on. The brain cell rejuvenation, Saturday, April 21st, for a few hours. And those who participated on the previous one sent back some really fantastic comments. There was some tremendous healing, kind of like some cobwebs dusted out and things reconnected that had been tampered with, and it was quite a heavy day of healing for Ron. If I recall, Ron, you were just wiped out because it was so much, but all of us felt a little smarter, I think.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. We need it. We need it. Hold on to our heads here. So, okay, thank you, Ron, for the great healings and holding these terrific workshops and special calls. And your month of April is going to be pretty busy. Before we get off the phone here or the show, maybe I could read a couple of comments from one of your listeners in the UK who I know is trying to listen tonight. Ron?
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Okay. All right, so he's wanting to tell you that he really appreciated the feet healings, the healings of the feet you did last week, because he's had some nerve pain and had to take painkillers, which, of course, caused side effects. So the healing transmission in his feet seemed to replace the painkillers, and he feels much better and can walk normally. He's saying blessings. And then he says that you announced that a new earth spirit came in recently, and he's asking, can this earth spirit bear the high levels of pollution and radiation, etc., or is this only on certain timelines? And
yeah, it's holding the timeline of perfection. And so, huh. Yeah, everything else would be on the negative timelines. Once you release those timelines, then the earth is perfect. So that's probably how I would say that. So people's thinking is what's corrupting the earth, along with their evil doings. So back to you.
He says that in the Bible Revelation, the earth splits into two, and the old earth is like a corpse in the abyss, while the new earth rises toward the light. He wonders if things are going to happen like that. Yeah, kind of makes you wonder. Then he says there were some amazing things he saw in what people were wearing. Now, I don't know where in the UK he lives, but here's what he saw. A Frankenstein monster man with a knife in his head, and the word something like, "Welcome to the dark side."
Yeah.
And then a skull and crossbones on someone's car.
I guess you don't want to go riding in that, do you?
Yeah. Very observant. Yeah, so then he says, I continue to feel very different after recent events, as if so many programs I was not even aware of have simply vanished or become weaker. My interests, hobbies, and even spiritual fascinations and obsessions, restlessness to go visit here and there, etc., are just weaker. I feel more disconnected from old friends and people in general, but still have to participate in society somewhat to survive. I feel very empty and alone more than ever, although not usually lonely, but it is quite strange. Yeah, Ron, I think a lot of us feel this way once we start doing healings. It's kind of nice to hear people say that, though, because then you know you're not alone feeling like, wow, what happened to me?
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, so he just, I think, expressed it pretty well and complete. Feeling more disconnected from old friends is, you know, people who are social butterflies, you kind of have to wonder about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's normal for those of us who do the healings. Okay, so last comment. Ron, you dropped a bombshell on me Wednesday show when you mentioned how the forced reincarnation program may now have ceased. Does that mean that rebirth in the future, if it happens, will be on timelines and clone planets and not be with one's real spirit? No human will be reborn?
Well, that's sort of correct, yeah. The reincarnation can still take place on timelines. That's why you don't want to be on timelines. So that's your choice. Yeah, we could probably maybe talk about that on another show, but yeah, that energy should be leaving here, so you're not going to be reincarnating. It's sort of hard to talk about it because I can say, yeah, it's not here, but yet it can be here on timelines. So, like I said, it's your choice where you're using or where you choose to live, because timelines are completely, you know, still running and active because you're still using your mind. So if the mind was not here, then there would be no forced reincarnation, and the earth would become peaceful. So as long as people are thinking, using the mind energy, the mind matrix, and we're you know, I'm sure that'll be getting released out of here slowly, you know, because I know people are still thinking. So as long as you're thinking, you're connected to timelines. Let's put it that way, and that's your downfall. That got you stuck here to begin with. So if you don't think and you're peaceful, then none of that's going to happen. And remember, your last thought is what brings you into timelines. So let's just say that, you know, a month from now you're going to die, okay? And you go, wow, well, I better keep doing the mind of heart drop. So if you are in peace in the mind of heart drop, the last thought, which would be nothing, would mean that you would be going to quarantine and source energy. So that's the way that I would perceive that, okay? But as long as you're thinking about something, then you're on a timeline. And that can bring you into the reincarnation process. Because you're just following a copy and paste event that you've done, you know, maybe thousands of times, you know, before. So that's the way it works. Anyway, I guess it's sort of time to end our show here. What is it, about five after approximately? Yeah, six after. So here we go. And at the end of the Mind to Heart Drop, we'll do And Keep Me Real. So here we go. So I'm going to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, or you could say thoughts in my mind. That works too. But normally you're dealing with your head because you can feel the energy dropping down, working with the body energy, where the mind, you know, may not be connected 100%, you know, to your body, okay? That's why I use head. So I'll start over again. And I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop it into my heart and will come and make me real. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards three times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So thank you, everybody.